Welcome to Zichron Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're Zechus Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Dalad. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara brings a brisa that states, Dvarim shein osin lamil b'Shabbos, osin lamil yantav. Things that we may not do for a meal on Shabbos, we may do on yantav, such as crushing cumin and vigorously mixing together oil and wine. The Mishnah earlier forbid these two actions to be done on Shabbos. Abaya asks Rav Yosef that just as it's mutter to crush cumin on yantav, because it's permitted to melach on yantiv if it's for the purpose of eating, so too it should be permitted to vigorously mix oil and wine on Shabbos, because it's fit to be used for a sick person. Rashi explains that the Gemara is referring to a chol she'ein bo sakana, a sick person who is not in danger, since any melacha can be done for a chol she'yesh bo sakana, a sick person who is dangerously ill. Rav Yosef answers that the brice is dealing with preparing medication for sick people, which doesn't require a vigorous mixing. Our Mishnah is addressing preparing medication for a mila, which does require vigorous mixing, and therefore it's forbidden to do on Shabbos. Point number two, Abai shares many pieces of advice that his adoptive mother gave him regarding treating infants with various ailments. The final piece of advice was that an infant whose body has a reddish hue is because his blood is not absorbed into his flesh. Rashi explains that his blood is located between the skin and the flesh, and the child might bleed to death from the circumcision. Therefore, one should wait to perform the circumcision until his blood is absorbed in his flesh. Similarly, if an infant's body has a yellow hue, it's due to the infant being blood deficient. And Rashi explains that this condition leaves him very weak, with the risk of death from a circumcision. Therefore, one should wait until the infant is full-blooded and then circumcise him. And point number three, the next Mishnah introduces a machlokas regarding bathing an infant before and after mila. The Tanakhama holds, Marchitzin es hakatan, one may bathe an infant in hot water on Shabbos, both before and after the mila, and Mazalfin ala biyad avlo b'kli, and we may sprinkle hot water on the infant by hand, but not with a utensil. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Marchitzin es hakatan, we may wash the infant on the third day following the mila, if it occurs on Shabbos, for a state regarding the B'nai Shechem, Yehi b'yom ha'shlishi b'yosim ko'avim, and it came to pass on the third day when they were in pain. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara brings a brisa that states, Dvarim shein osin l'mila b'Shabbos, osin l'mila b'yantav. Things that we may not do for a meal on Shabbos, we may do on yantav, such as crushing cumin and vigorously mixing together oil and wine. The Mishnah earlier forbid these two actions to be done on Shabbos. Abai asks Rav Yosef that just as it's mutter to crush cumin on yantav, because it's permitted to do melach on yantav if it's for the purpose of eating, so too it should be permitted to vigorously mix oil and wine on Shabbos, because it's fit to be used for a sick person. And Rashi explains that the Gemara is referring to a chol she'ein bo sakana, a sick person who is not in danger, since any melacha can be done for a chol she'yesh bo sakana, a sick person who is dangerously ill. Rav Yosef answers that the brice is dealing with preparing medication for sick people, which doesn't require a vigorous mixing. Our Mishnah is addressing preparing medication for a mila, which does require a vigorous mixing, and therefore it is forbidden to do on Shabbos. Point number two, Abai shares many pieces of advice that his adopted mother gave him regarding treating infants with various ailments. The final piece of advice was that an infant whose body has a reddish hue, it's because his blood is not absorbed into his flesh. Rashi explains that his blood is located between the skin and the flesh, and the child might bleed to death from the circumcision. Therefore, one should wait to perform the circumcision until his blood is absorbed in his flesh. Similarly, if an infant's body has a yellow hue, it's due to the infant being blood deficient. Rashi explains that this condition leaves him very weak with the risk of death from a circumcision. Therefore, one should wait until the infant is full-blooded and then circumcise him. And point number three, the next Mishnah introduces Malchus regarding bathing an infant before and after Mila. The Tanakhama holds Marchitzin as a cotton, one may bathe an infant in hot water on Shabbos, both before and after the Mila, and Mizalfin ala biyad avlo b'kli. And we may sprinkle hot water on the infant by hand, but not with utensil. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Marchitzin es hakatan, we may wash the infant on the third day following the meal if it occurs on Shabbos, for it's stated regarding the B'nai Shechem, Yehi b'yom ha'shlishi b'yosim ko'avim, and it came to pass on the third day when they were in pain. All right, so now we go to our sim for Kuf Lamed Daled, and we had a lot of variations off cold. We had snowmen, popsicles, air-conditioned ice cream, cold drinks, some with cold feet. Then we had clods and Kool-Aid, kaleidoscopes collide. We had clod backwards, which is Delek. And then Baruch Abitan and Farakwe suggested a math teacher teaching 1 plus 3 equals 4. But I'm going to go with another popular suggestion, which was cloud. So cloud is going to be our simen for Kuf Lamed Daled. So thank you everybody for your suggestions. And here goes. The cumin-colored cloud gave the infant a yellowish hue, so they decided to delay the bris, just as they were sprinkling hot water on the baby by hand. Once again, in slow motion. The cumin-colored cloud, that must be more Daf, Kuf Lamed Daled. The cumin-colored cloud, which reminds us, the Gemara brings up right, it states, Dvarim she'en osin l'migo b'Shabbos, osin l'miyantav. Things that we may not do for a meal on Shabbos, we may do on yantav, such as crushing cumin and vigorously mixing together oil and wine. The Mishnah earlier forbid these two actions to be done on Shabbos. Abai asked Rav Yosef that just as it's mutter to crush cumin on yantav, because it's permitted to do malach and yantav if it's for the purpose of eating, so too it should be permitted to vigorously mix oil and wine on Shabbos because it's fit to be used for a sick person. And Rashi explains that the Gemara is referring to a chol she'en bo sakana, a sick person who is not in danger, since any malacha can be done for a chol she'esh bo sakana, a sick person who is dangerously ill. Rav Yosef answers that the Braisa is dealing with preparing medication for sick people, which doesn't require a vigorous mixing. Our mission is addressing preparing medication for a mila, which does require a vigorous mixing, and therefore it's forbidden to do on Shabbos. So the cumin-colored cloud gave the infant a yellowish hue, so they decided to delay the bris, which reminds us Abai shares many pieces of advice that his adoptive mother gave him regarding treating infants with various ailments. The final piece of advice was that an infant whose body has a reddish hue, it's because his blood is not absorbed into his flesh. Rashi explains that his blood is located between the skin and the flesh, and the child might bleed to death from the circumcision. Therefore, one should wait to perform the circumcision until his blood is absorbed in his flesh. Similarly, an infant whose body has a yellow hue. Similarly, if an infant's body has a yellow hue, it's due to the infant being blood deficient. Rashi explains that this condition leaves him very weak with the risk of death from the circumcision. Therefore, one should wait until the infant is full-blooded and then circumcise him. So the cumin-colored cloud gave the infant a yellowish hue. So they decide to delay the bris, just as they were sprinkling hot water on the baby by hand. Which reminds us, the next mission introduces Malchokas regarding bathing an infant before and after Mila. The Tanakhama holds Marchitzin as a katan. One may bathe an infant in hot water on Shabbos both before and after the Mila, and Mazalfin Alab Biyat Avlo B'Kli, and we may sprinkle hot water on the infant by hand, but not with a utensil. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Marchitzin as a katan, we may wash the infant on the third day following the Mila if it occurs on Shabbos. For it stated regarding the Bnei Shechem, Yehi B'Yom HaShlishi B'Yosim Ko'avim, and it came to pass on the third day when they were in pain. So once again, the cumin-colored cloud gave the infant a yellowish hue. So they decided to delay the bris, just as they were sprinkling hot water on the baby by hand. This is Rabbi Avram Golder from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.